From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police say that they have made an arrest in connection with Friday's rush hour bomb attack on a London subway train. Authorities say the 18-year-old man was arrested in the port area of Dover Saturday morning. Dover is a major ferry point for travel between Britain and France. A police statement called the arrest significant. Earlier Saturday, London Transport Authority said that they have reopened the Parsons Green station where the bomb on a train partially detonated. Meanwhile, VOA's Henry Ridgewell explains that this is not new to the Brits, but still their responses are always evolving.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
U.S. President Donald Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch and remarked during a speech to military personnel and their families outside of Washington, D.C., Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, the NATO Secretary General said North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat to international peace. This is VOA News. Congolese security troops killed at least 18 refugees during confrontations Friday over plans to return some of the refugees to their home country. Soldiers and police opened fire as the refugees tried to free some of their compatriots in a town in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo near the Burundi border. The troops attempted to disperse the refugees by firing in the air, but were overwhelmed, and the group began throwing stones, according to an Interior Ministry official. Congo-based UN communications officials confirmed the deaths and said that the Congolese government, the UN Refugee Agency, and the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo have deployed teams on site to shed light on everything that happened. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, sparked by the acquittal of a white police officer in the U.S., charged with murder and the death of a black man, escalated into acts of vandalism Friday night. Police say 23 people were arrested, 9 police were injured in skirmishes and protesters. Jason Stockley, a former St. Louis police officer, had been charged with the fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith after a car chase in December of 2011. Prosecutors also alleged that Stockley planted a gun on Smith's body. Prosecutors said the gun had only Stockley's DNA on it. Some 400,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state since August 25th, when insurgents attacked police posts, killing at least 12. Since then, aid groups have struggled with an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. Vivian Tan is with the UN Refugee Agency.
The obvious risk is that people don't get the assistance they need, and that we could see a second wave of health problems and even death. These people are already very weak, having walked for days.
The United Nations reports world hunger is rising because of conflicts and problems related to climate change, and they're multiplying. The report finds about 815 million people globally did not have enough to eat in 2016, 38 million more than the previous year. The statistics in the report are particularly grim. They show that global hunger is on the rise. The report says 155 million children under age 5 suffer from a stunting of their bodies and often their brains, thereby dimming prospects for the rest of their lives. It notes 52 million, or 8% of the world's children, suffer from wasting or low weight for their height. The report also explores the problems of anemia among women and growing obesity among adults and children as well. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.